This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the best basketball party anywhere.
I already got buddies texting me jokes of like, that's what's going to happen on this day, huh? That's fan madness. We're going to remember this one, huh? Hey, Teddy, we got some news for you.
Yeah, your sibling's coming.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at A&A Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a fan madness edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, but that kid's going to be named after the university that pays him money.
Whatever the parlay that hits.
Exactly.
What if it's Drake? Do I gotta name my kid Drake?
Hurt and missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com. A&A, make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at A&A Sportsbook. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater. And by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Enjoy responsibly. Fan Madness from A&A on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Good morning, happy Friday, live from A&A.
What is happening? We're here, dude. We made it.
Yeah.
We don't do a lot of live shows. It's very rare for us to be out in the wild like this.
You don't get a lot of places that are like, you know what we need?
A 6 a.m. radio show.
And I can't believe how many hundreds of people are lined up to catch this show right now.
I mean, we got an autograph.
The camera can't show it because it's at a bad angle, but it's crazy.
Right behind the camera. There's about 800 people right here just like holding up signs. It's like college game day over here.
Yeah.
Wanting autographs. They got their Sharpies ready to go. What a day, dude. What a day yesterday was. Fun to be out here, man. I've been to Vegas one time for the tournament. I went right after I turned 21, that March, like 2 months later.
Boy, that's a dangerous time to go to Vegas.
You know, it was a wild trip. My dad, my brother, a good buddy of mine,
a
cousin.
Oh, your dad was with you?
Yeah, we all went.
Did you guys all do coke?
No, we did not.
Just a family bump?
Just, woo, this is great. We're in Vegas. And I've never thought that I could find a place that could match Vegas for the tournament.
Yeah.
And then coming out here, I've never been out here for the tournament because I think I was still on leave or just getting back last year when we were out here for Fan Madness. So yep. I didn't come out to Fan Madness at A&A, walking into the sports book and just like looking over at all the giant screens, people going crazy at the end of games. It matches the atmosphere, man. It was an awesome first day.
Yeah, it's if you ever do journey out here to A&A, which it's pretty accessible. It's just right off the freeway.
Yeah.
I checked in yesterday and the gal that checked us in for our room was so nice and she was so sweet, but I kind of felt a little bad. I was like, you know, having fun talking with her, but I'd say things that I don't think she knew how to respond to it.
Didn't quite have a response for
it. I was like, yo, what restaurant would you recommend? And she's like, well, we got this seafood joint. And she goes through the menu, and then she goes, we got this place, Michael Jordan Steakhouse. And I went, I'm a LeBron guy. And she just went,
LeBron's my goat. Where's a LeBron Steakhouse at?
Well, and then she goes,
I'll go there.
I don't have an assigned room for you. Do you have a preference? I go, yeah, we really want this view of the freeway. I mean, we have just been thinking about it all. And she was like, let me see if I can find one.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'll take
here.
Literally any room you got, and I'm good. I'm just happy to be here. But they do it right when you come out here. I was surprised to hear that you hadn't been out here prior because...
It's my first venture out, man.
Dude, this is... As close to Vegas as you possibly could be. I mean, you told me this place was in Vegas. You dropped this exact building in Vegas somewhere off the strip. I wouldn't be surprised.
You'd have no clue. I walked down this morning. Sprague beat me down here in a shocking development to get ready for the show. And who's at the kiosk getting his parlays cooked in? Brandon Sprague, baby.
Get him in early.
Like, where's Sprague? And there's a dead at the tables over there. I'm looking around. I know he's down here. He texted to say he was down on the sports book. Look over at the kiosk. That had to have been one of the coolest features that I wasn't sure how it was going to work is how you put the sports bets in.
So easy.
And just to go walk up, there's a little kiosk. Yep. You kind of plug in your parlay. You cook up whatever you want. There's a little line. Everybody's, you know, respectful of other people's space. Mm-hmm. You put your, you know, you print out your ticket just like that. You got it. You take it with you. It's a great way to put a sports bet down.
I mean, I'm so glad that they're out here, that they have all of this set up for all of us Oregonians that don't have these nice things unless we drive a little further to somewhere else.
We got a journey up here for it.
But it's worth it. Like, if you're going to come out here and hang out with us today at Fan Madness, brought to you by, of course, George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. If you're going to come out here and party with us, it just becomes like a 5, 6, 7 hour hang because it's hard to describe to people that don't really sports gamble, but when you actually have any amount of money, it could be 5, it could be 100, could be more, and you're looking at the game that you've bet on, you are just, you're in a trance. Like, right. you cannot look away, you can't move, You're cheering, you're emotional.
Come on, bam!
You're ripping your hair out, you're scratching your neck like you just did heavy drug. It's a rush, man. So come on out, hang out with us here at A&A for Fan Madness. We are out here for the first time this year. Of course, Danny and Dusty, Isaac and Suk out here yesterday. They're out here again. But it was interesting last night to hang out and get here because I got here later than you did.
You did, yeah. You showed up late in the evening.
And I was kind of expecting you to – I text you, and then you didn't respond. And one of them was a parking question. I get here. I'm like, I'm so glad he responded to that text.
I don't even see – did I see that one? I don't even know if I saw that
exactly.
one.
Exactly. You just – you know what's funny is I told the wife, I go, I don't know if I know a worse text messenger than
Dirk. Yeah, pretty bad.
And she goes, his wife.
Yeah,
and I go,
worse.
That's right.
Yeah,
she is worse than him somehow.
Two peas in a pod.
But got here, got some dinner. And then I was like, he's not going to. And then he texts like, I'm down to the sports book. And I'm like, I didn't know if that was an invite, but I was already at the roulette table. And I'm like, I'm kind of deep right now, man. Look, I'm trying to win my money back.
When you're hanging out at a roulette table, it's hard to walk away, especially if you get on a little bit of a heater. It was like, to your sports book point, it was fun to come down because my wife's sitting like this before. Like,
neither is my wife.
Like being at a book and kind of seeing the crowd that comes with it and all that. And so we were down here. There's not many things that can match the feeling. Like, we have no rooting interest. I didn't put a bracket in terms of, like, a bracket challenge this year. I didn't this year. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I didn't watch much college basketball all year. It's usually just flushing money down the toilet.
I mean, everybody's doing that.
Right, that's, so, you know, whatever. But I filled one out just because it's fun to fill one out. But it's so much more enjoyable when you're watching a game. Like, I have no rooting interest for Drake in Missouri. None at all. Other than it'd be funny to see the SEC lose, but Missouri's never done anything to me. Drake, whatever, you know, they have had a bad name association for the last year. That's about it.
They've gone through the ringer a little bit.
Dude,
yeah.
Watching that game down here, I didn't even have any money on it, but I was just telling my wife, like, this is what's so fun about being at a sports book is you get Drake, Missouri. Nobody here went to Drake. Nobody here went to Missouri. But the sports book is packed with people freaking out at every shot, and it was coming out of the wire. That was one of the closer games of the kind of afternoon and evening slate. And just the magic of watching a game, whether you have a ticket or not, just the people watching, of everybody cheer. This table's got Missouri -5.5. This table's got Drake +5.5, and they're going back and forth at each other. You can't match that energy at the tournament.
The people watching is probably half of the joy of being here.
Without a doubt.
To be quite frank.
We got a lot of people out this morning gambling. A lot of people.
The wife was like, you think anybody will be down there when you get down there? I go,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're out. They're
out. She goes, who are those people? I go, well, you know, I don't know, but they could be me. I could see myself being that person.
Look, I've been that person at one point in my life, but, you know, to each their own. It's either there's, I think, a split crowd of the I'm just up early, want to beat the rush and gamble. Like, some people just get up unnaturally early.
And I'm still awake crowd.
And then there's the mixture of the, I just haven't gone to bed yet. And it's pretty easy to tell which ones are which.
Yeah.
Because the ones who are at the end of their run, you're a little frazzled
at
this point.
Zombie slot players, you can see them.
Kind of, you know, the big eyes. Just pressing that button over and over and over again.
Right.
And then you got your olds who are walking around with a cup of coffee. Like, you know, I'm kind of, let's get to a good start to the day here. Nobody else is awake yet. So I love the mixture early in the morning on a casino floor. But they're out, baby. They're out here.
There was, I told you guys in the group chat, I could do, you could do like a Ken Burns documentary of the 3 to 5 a.m. gambler.
Yes.
And I would just be interested as all hell to watch that. Yesterday we got on the floor and we're just kind of perusing. I'm showing the wife all the stuff because, like, she's not really much of a gambler.
Yeah,
we don't go to casinos very often, and so I'm showing her around because I've been here a couple times. And this guy passed us with his buddy and his other buddy, and just as he's passing us, he says loud enough, "Now, you want to do drugs? You do drugs when I'm not around. Otherwise, you button it up." And then it's just like they faded off into God knows where they went. And I'm just like, the casino, man.
Baby.
I love being here.
God, it's just, there's something magic about it. The
there
lights
is something
are on.
Magical about it.
You got no clue. I have no clue what time of day it is right now. It looked the same in here as it did yesterday
do
at
you
4
have
o'clock
a,
in the afternoon.
Let
it's
me
perfect.
Ask you this. Do you have a blue hue light in your room on the window?
Yes.
So my wife made an interesting observation. It got kind of late. I stayed up pretty late yesterday, but I'm like, whatever, I'll roll out, and I'm at the casino already.
Don't need to commute. You're just waking up and going down the elevator.
And I knew I was going to get a coffee first thing. So we're watching this TV show that we've been watching, White Lotus. And we're watching this, and the wife is like, man, I'm getting thrown off. And I go, what do you mean? He says, all the lights off. We're just watching on the screen. And she goes, every time I look to my left, I feel like it's 5 a.m. And I was like, what? She goes, the light. And I go, oh. And so I keep watching, and maybe 10 minutes later, I'm like, it does feel like it's
it
like
feels
5 a.m.
Like
the sun's rising a little bit. So we had to close the other blinds because we kept thinking, man, it feels like it's early morning.
You got to close that thing up. That's what they wanted you to believe, man. It's like, who knows what time it is? But you come down and gamble 24/7. That's the beauty of being in a casino.
All right. Did you lay any action before the show?
We got our parlays in.
Okay,
parlays are in.
Give me one of your parlays. By the way, I have a divisional winner pick in the NFL.
Yeah, we got to yell at Swag, too. Swag's a college basketball guy on the show. He gave us UC San Diego. Yesterday.
Well, that's your fault for taking it.
Look, UC San Diego.
You take Michigan
in
that.
They
killed
me
last night.
Came down to the last
minute.
I can't make them make
threes. Well, I want to win. I want to win.
Who won, Swag?
They were down by 20 the whole game.
Yeah, come on.
They were terrible. They came back
late.
Get out of here, Tritons. They suck. I got, here's my morning parlay.
Swag's taking shots early, man. Jeez.
Hey, you're costing me money here, man.
You're an adult.
Baylor plus 1.5.
I got Baylor plus like 100.
Okay, you just took money line. That's fair. I got Bama minus 22.5.
I got Bama minus 22.5.
Oh, God, this is off to a bad start.
And I got hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
What else?
I'll tell you why that you might not feel that way in a second. I also have Bama minus 13.5 in the first half. I have
first half line.
Woodshedding.
Not a bad idea.
Little Robert Morris.
Not a bad idea.
Go home, Bobby.
I got Lipscomb in my parlay.
I didn't touch the Lipscomb line.
I feel like I saw a tweet that said Iowa State's best player is out.
Mm.
So, you know, we went on a hunch on that one.
Second
hopefully
leading,
that's correct.
Their second leading scorer is out.
Okay, all right. Look, I'm glad that wasn't bad information.
They did say that on the broadcast of Arkansas-Kansas. Somebody picked Kansas like, Arkansas's missing two guys. And I went, cool, that's awesome to know now.
Yeah, but they've been missing them half the season.
Well, the way they said it was as if it was just announced, and I'm like, I'm so glad I got that information this late.
And then we got Colorado State minus 1.5 against Memphis. That's my morning parlay
Colorado
right there.
Colorado State straight up
That's
over
my
Memphis.
Ticket. Ooh, let's go, baby.
Dude, we're kind of riding a lot of the same teams.
Look, this is either going to end great or it's going to end terrible.
Okay, now, I'm going to give you a reason that you might say this is going to end terribly.
Okay.
Or you might say, I'm feeling good about this riding. Old Brandon Sprague yesterday, according to his calculations.
Yeah, what do you got?
Missed one pick.
Ooh.
Got all the rest right.
Ooh.
Had all the upsets that were
good
upsets.
Good little start to day one.
Had a nice little day one.
We all took McNeese without watching McNeese.
Yeah, you're damn right we did. We took Drake without watching Drake.
Without watching Drake. All Why not? Let's take Drake.
The Johnnies were a little scary at start against Omaha.
Had a great first half, but terrific second half.
Kansas just sucks.
Kansas sucks. We were all universally...
We all agreed on that one.
We got a Joey down here, and he's helping us out here at A&A, and he seems like such a nice person. He's a Kansas fan, so I want to be careful.
Oh, no.
Because he says his family's the kind of Kansas fans that are, like, burning T-shirts of players because they're not playing well.
Yeah, you know, I saw Rob yesterday when I was walking around in the evening at the sports book, and I politely told him, you know, the Jayhawks probably shouldn't have been in the tournament this year.
No, they shouldn't have been. And they were like 7 games above 500.
He slammed the table and told me to shut up, and I said, you know I'm right. You know I'm right. At the end of the day, really? You know I'm right. It's the Big 12 wasn't that good this year. Kansas wasn't that good this year. They were in because they're the Jayhawks.
I would have expected a noted newsman to be honest about that and say, yeah, they're only in because of their logo.
Where's his unbiased sports journalism takes, man?
Come on, man.
What the hell are we doing?
All right, well, we got a lot to get into today. We got an early ticker, like an early ticker.
Right out of the gate this morning.
Nick Kostos of You Better You Bet, of the BetMGM Network, is going to join us coming up at 6:30. And I know that's not great for the YouTube crowd because we're live at the casino. Kostos is going to be online. But it's not like most of our guests are on video anyway.
No.
So Nick Kostos is going to join us of You Better You Bet coming up at 6:30. That'll be the daily ticker today. We are live out at A-Line Resort and Casino. Come hang out. Fan Madness is just starting for us, 6 a.m. Games start at 9 a.m. But, you know, meander around and get your bets in before the tips at 9 a.m. and come hang out. It's a good time. It's a good setup. It is a loaded show. We got some Blazers to get into. We'll kind of break up some of the college basketball.
We do. They're in action tonight. Somebody was ruled out last night. A little news bomb on a Thursday night.
One NBA writer.
I haven't heard of that guy in a while.
One NBA writer of ESPN saying, you're not doing this right. And I said, hey, look at Basketball Dirt writing an article for ESPN.com.
NBA Dirt speaks again.
We'll talk to you about who that was and what they wrote. So it is a loaded show. It is great to be here at A-Line. We get it going next, Dirt and Sprague on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague live at A-Line for Fan Madness, our Friday edition. We always have a good time. Our thanks as well to Coors Light and Video Only for helping be partners for this great event that we put on and we try to put on every single year. We've got Jake out here helping us out. I saw him wheeling down all the equipment this morning, and I'm like, man, he looks very awake for like 5 a.m.
He's ready to go. Not a normal wake-up time for Jake. I saw him last night in the sports book, too. He's cashing tickets on Arkansas. He's feeling good last night,
Jake,
man.
Has vibes of like sneaky good gambler.
You know where he's going after this? You know where he's going tomorrow?
No.
He's going to Vegas.
Is he really?
He's going to Vegas, man.
How about that?
Come on. Look at that. From LA to Vegas. Hell
Jake
of a
on a bump would just be so fun to watch.
Woo! Here we go. I got a feeling the crowd's going to be a little more rowdy. Like, not that the crowd wasn't great last night, but the crowd today, I think, is going to be at a different level. One, we got our entire company coming out on a party bus later this afternoon, which, you know, you be careful when you're around the old Team Odyssey folks. They're going to be going crazy in here.
I was with them last year, and they were, man, they were all at one table at one time. Well, that was a lot for that dealer. That dealer was like, who are these people?
Why are these people invading my space here? So they're all going to be out here today. I just think, too, like when you're going into the weekend, Friday's easier to cut out of work. Like if you're looking for a day to be like, I'm just going to take a little bit of a longer lunch.
Yes.
Or,
yes.
Hey, I got some meetings in the afternoon. Like it's going to be an awesome crowd here today.
It is going to be a good time. Come hang out with us out at A-Lin-A Resort and Casino. Nick Costos is going to join us coming up here at the bottom of the hour. An early daily ticker. My guy.
Just short last night.
The UC San Diego, my guy. The white guy nobody's heard of, and his name was almost literally my guy.
That was the epitome of a tournament player that has a moment in history, but he couldn't make the final shot.
He physically did not look like the player that would do that to a Michigan. His shorts were like, you want to do the short shorts, cool. I kind of think you shouldn't do the short shorts if you have no leg muscle definition at all.
He's just got normal white guy legs.
Very normal white guy legs. Moves like a normal white guy.
Guy hasn't done a squat in his life, it looks like. There's not a lot of muscle definition around those hamstrings and quads.
So I think I kept track of this accurately. We had four upsets just by seed upsets.
By
now,
seed
some of those,
upset,
like
yeah.
Some of the like 10 seeds. Like today, Colorado State is a 12-5. They're favored over Memphis
as
a 12 seed.
They are.
So I don't technically, you know, here, according to these folks, it's not an upset. But from a seeding standpoint, we only had four. What did you think of day one? Because I was talking about this before the show of like, there were some good games. Drake was up big and then Missouri battled back and then Michigan was up big and then my guy came back, the UC San Diego team. And yeah, McNeese, you know, held Clemson to 11 first half points or 13, whatever it was. Just a terrible first half by Clemson. Not, overall, though, like not really that amazing of a first day.
Look, let's be honest here, okay? It was fun being at a sports book in a casino. That made the atmosphere great. They sucked. It was a bad day. It was a bad opening day of the tournament.
Yeah.
There weren't a lot. I mean, you had no buzzer beaters. You had no games that were like, you know, crazy upsets. I know McNeese over Clemson was the biggest one probably in terms of point spread, but that was a trendy 12-5 pick. I think a lot of people's brackets.
It was a trendy 12-5.
And as a fan of a team who's playing as a 5 seed later tonight, I thought, I'm glad we got the 12-5 out of the way because there's one of those at least every year, if not more.
You might have one this morning, if Colorado State wins.
And I bet on that one as well. So it's nice to kind of check a couple of those boxes and be like, if every other 5 seed wins ahead of you and you're the last one, you got a pucker factor going into that game because you know there's going to be one in every tournament. They're just, I don't know, not a lot of crazy, compelling games. The best games of the day were unquestionably second half of McNeese-Clemson, because that first half, Clemson, as you mentioned, had 13 points. That was just rough to watch. They were down by 18, I think, at halftime.
13 in a first half.
And even the UC San Diego game, where it was great that they came back, and my guy almost made that last shot. That was a really fun second half. But that first half, they were down 10-0, like within 2 minutes of that game. You're like, oh, God, UC San Diego's going to get run off the floor. So the first half wasn't that compelling. So really you had two elite halves in terms of this is wild. Could this upset actually go down? Outside of that, man, it was a lot of chalk, a lot of blowouts.
Yeah.
St. John's made you worried a little bit in the first half. And then they started the second half on like a 20-0 run. You're like, oh, okay, Johnny's going to be all right. There was a handful. You know, Auburn kind of did that a little bit.
Arkansas, Kansas kind of came down to the end a little bit.
It did. Yeah, that one, I'll grant you that. That was one of the better games of the day. But all in all, you didn't have any crazy, crazy, crazy upsets, at least one that I would label. No buzzer beaters from day one. So hopefully it picks up a little bit today. Wasn't a great opening day.
Can you name the star basketball player, Andy Dirt Johnson? I got a trivia question for you at 6:24 a.m.
Probably not.
Can you name the basketball player that last beat Gonzaga in the first round of the tournament? They won yesterday.
God.
They smoked the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
By the way, let's just get this out of the way now. I don't know how excited for Asa Newell I'll be. I watched like five games of that kid, and he's a freshman, so man, there's growth.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch him and think to myself, that's the needle-moving player for the Portland Trail Blazers, that if we get him, it's going to change.
Well, let's remember, we're probably going to lose our first-round pick. So talking about draft prospects anyway is just a waste of time.
Well, but I watched him with that Gonzaga game because he's kind of in the range where the Blazers are, depending on if they fall where they fall.
Dude, Gonzaga just absolutely hammered Georgia yesterday.
I mean, it was over at the jump. They
that
got
game was done.
They were down 20 instantly. Yeah. I'm like, well,
put 50 on him almost in the first half.
Can you name the player that led the team that last beat Gonzaga in the first round of the tournament? Because Gonzaga's riding a Sweet 16 streak.
They are.
But they haven't lost in the first round in quite some time. Now, how far back are we going? That's the question.
Well, I know they were coming into this year with 9 straight years in the Sweet 16.
Ding.
So this is a 10th year now where they're not quite in the Sweet 16 yet, but they didn't lose in the first round.
They got a one seed ahead of them to do it, so we'll see.
I don't think that those years before the Sweet 16 run started, I think they won a first-round game and maybe lost in the second round.
Memorable college basketball player.
The last time I remember them losing a first-round game, I think it was a first-round game, was when they lost to Butler.
Ah.
Was that a first? I remember them in one of the Butler runs. Didn't they lose early to Butler? Am I misremembering that?
I think you're misremembering that. Okay. You're right in the same ballpark, and I'll tell you, it is a mid-major. Steph Curry.
Last time they lost a first-round game.
Wow. Steph Curry was playing for Davidson.
That's just remarkable. That was one of those games that I was bummed that we weren't here early enough to bet, because I would have hammered Gonzaga yesterday.
I would have, too, yeah.
It was great to see the SEC have, Texas already lost. Georgia went down. They got killed. Missouri losing as a higher seed to Drake, or lower, however you want to define it. It was fun to watch Gonzaga do that to Georgia yesterday.
Yeah, I
just should have been higher than an 8 seed. Their fans were 100% right. Other programs get the benefit of the doubt. Kansas gets the benefit of the doubt to be a 7. Gonzaga being an 8 was laughable this year.
Fair point. You're going to have to beat a 1 seed eventually.
Yeah.
So it's just like you might as well. And look, Houston.
Can we do it tomorrow?
You could beat Houston.
Yeah.
I've watched Houston a little bit. I don't feel like they're unbeatable.
No.
So we'll see. They're going to play like that. They got themselves a shot, but I saw that stat yesterday and I was blown away. I'm like, that's the last time they lost the first round. Steph Curry?
That's a pretty damn good run as a program, but everybody says they haven't won a national championship.
Dude just broke
a national championship
butt in a game last night because he's in year like 15 of the NBA.
He's almost on AARP, man.
Nick Kostos is going to join us of You Better You Bet of the Bet MGM Network. He's going to join us for an early daily ticker. We'll talk with Nick Kostos about all of the action next.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is powered by Pelican Brewing. Take a break with Pelican's Beak Breaker, the Northwest's favorite double IPA. Pelican Brewing Company. Cheers, fellow fanatics.
Hey, today's Daily Ticker is fueled by Pelican Brewing's Beak Breaker IPA with big hops, big flavor, crisp finish. Beak Breaker, perfect way to stay refreshed through every bracket-busting upset. On the line now is Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Catch him weekdays 3 to 7 Eastern and 6 to 7 Eastern on the NBC Sports Now or Peacock Network. Because he's a superstar. They don't put you and I on the Peacock Network.
No, we're not getting that airtime.
But they certainly put Nick Kostos on, who's joining us now. Nick, good morning. Thank you for hopping on so early. I feel like when you go to Vegas, because you don't go very often, but when you go, we have to call you Nicky Smokes. How you doing? I have you ripping a dart and laying a bet at all hours of the day. Am I accurate there?
Well, laying bets, great to be out with you guys. Laying bets for sure. Now that I have a young daughter, I would say that the smoking avenue of pleasure on the highway of life has unfortunately been permanently closed for me. So no darts, but that's all night, yes, for sure.
Okay. Now, have we gone to sleep? Because I didn't realize that Vegas was the same time as us. We're in a sports book right now at a casino out here in the great Pacific Northwest. There's a lot of people out. Tables are full. People are getting ready for the day. Have we gone to sleep, or are we just rolling last night into this morning?
Ah, No, man, this is a business trip for me. Like, obviously, it's great to be out here, but I mean, I'm on the air for 4 hours today, like 2 hours tomorrow morning. So, like, I didn't sleep a tremendous amount, and I stay on East Coast time. So I'm up at like 3:30, like local time here, 6:30 Eastern. So yeah, I've been up for a little bit, but got maybe like 5 hours sleep, but more than enough in Las Vegas, ready to go. Got the air pumping through the casinos. It's going to be an awesome day. I can't wait.
I love that. Nick Costa's our guest here. You better, you bet. You know him. He's a good friend of the show, and he does great work on the BetMGM Network. Also catch him on the Peacock Network from 6 to 7 Eastern. Douche or no douche, the guy who tells you, I only missed one pick on day one.
Well, I mean, if he's telling the truth, then I don't see why he has to be a douche, if he's just, like, being honest. Then, yeah, I mean, I had a great betting day yesterday, including, like, a sweep of the night slate. Does me saying that make me a douche? I'm just telling the truth. I would say if the person's lying, then it's douchey behavior. But otherwise, I think it's okay.
Okay, confirmed. I'm not a douche.
Well, a little bit of a douche because he filled out like 17 brackets. So, you know, when one of your 17 hits, you're like, hey, look at that.
That's important context. That was not revealed to me in the question.
That's also a lie he's telling you, but okay.
So let's take a look at the slate today, man. Yesterday, first day of the tournament. It's always a whirlwind. Everybody's trying to catch up. There's games going on all day. When you look at the slate today, what is anything standing out? Because we don't have the ability to gamble college sports in Oregon. We're up at a casino. A lot of our listeners are coming up here today in Washington where you can. When you look at this morning slate of day two, what's standing out to Nick Costos?
Well, I guess the game that kind of interested, there are a couple games that really interest me, but I think the most interesting one is North Carolina against Ole Miss. That is the 6-11 matchup in the South region. And the reason why is because that's the Auburn region, right, where Auburn's the number one seed. Auburn's going to take on Creighton tomorrow. I think the bottom half of that region is very, very wide open. Like, I am not a Michigan State guy this year. I'm anti-Michigan State in this tournament. I would not be surprised if they lost outright tonight to Bryant. I have a Bryant money line ticket. I also have Brian plus points. And even if Michigan State's able to win, like I do not think Michigan State is good enough to make the Final Four. Then you have Marquette and New Mexico State. Like, these are teams that are New Mexico, teams that do not inspire a ton of confidence. Like, Marquette's got some good players. But ever since Shaka went to the Final Four with VCU, what feels like a million years ago, he's kind of been a tournament choke artist. I don't really trust them. And Iowa State's playing Lipscomb today. I that's the 3-4 team. And I know a lot of people that I respect, which doesn't mean Lipscomb's going to win or even keep the game close. But a lot of people think Lipscomb is going to be competitive in that game. And even if Iowa State were to win, guys, they're without one of their best players for the rest of the season in Keyshawn Gilbert. So what you've got is an extraordinarily wide-open bottom half of that region. And Carolina, after thrashing San Diego State the other night, is favored in this game against Ole Miss. So for all the people that, like, bitched and moaned and clutched at their pearls, oh, my God, how could Carolina make the tournament? They beat San Diego State by 100, and now they're favored today against Chris Beard and Ole Miss. And if Carolina wins this game, like, I see no reason why the Tar Heels can't go to the Elite Eight, at least the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. And I like Carolina today against Ole Miss.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love that too, because the SEC shouldn't have 14 of 18 teams in a conference in. So every time they go down, I get a little excited. Let me ask you about something more local to your heart. The Johnnies are in college basketball conversations again. It's a throwback to our youth. It's nice. I said this before. It's nice to have St. John's be relevant. I don't know why, but I attach St. John's to college basketball, and them being good makes me feel happy and goes back to a certain time in my life. So Patino's having a nice little turnaround there with the Johnnies. A slow start against Omaha yesterday, but they end up blowing them out and winning by 30. And now we get kind of what we always want in this sport, right? Like, we want our rooting interest or our gambling interest to win, but part of that sport and its kind of beauty is the coaching. The coaches are the superstars of that sport. And we got a bit of a throwback matchup in the second round with Rick Pitino against John Calipari. So one, the Johnnies being good again and being this good means what to a guy like Nick Costos, who grew up in New York? And two, Calipari against Rick Pitino, the vampire against the sleazebag. How do we feel about that matchup?
Yeah, and Cal and Pitino have been doing this since the early 90s, guys. Like, I know how people will look at 96 when Kentucky won the national title with Pitino, when Kentucky beat Cal, Marcus Camby, and UMass in the Final Four. They played in 92 also in the tournament. Pitino got the best. This has been going on for a long time with these two. I'm from Queens. I grew up about 10 minutes from St. John's, so like I love this story. I think it's great that St. John's is good. But I think the sport is better when St. John's is good and the Big East is really healthy and has a team in New York, plays at the Garden. And I'm not trying to turn this into a New York thing, but you guys agree, right? And you're in the Pacific Northwest. Just cool to have St. John's is good and play their games at the Garden. Now, I hate to say this as a Queens guy. I like Arkansas against them tomorrow. I do. And I bet St. John's last night, and St. John's was great in the game, and they hit 14 threes, the most in program history in an NCAA tournament game. I just see I guess they can. It's possible that they could continue to shoot that hot from downtown. They haven't done it all season. And Arkansas, for like all its foibles this season, has NBA talent on the roster. Like that's what Patino's a way better coach than Cal, obviously. But Cal's a great recruiter. And I think Arkansas actually has better players. And they're underdogs in the game, about +4.5. I will have a bet on Arkansas to cover the spread. And unfortunately, I think Arkansas is going to win tomorrow and get to the Sweet 16 against St. John's.
Yeah, this is not even a New York thing. I'm with you 100%. The Johnny's being good, Patino being back there, the Garden bumping. That's just awesome for college hoops. I did want to ask you about the last game of the night tonight because it includes Oregon. Going into it, the line has been interesting right around 7. And first glance, I'm like, oh, God, I'm hammering Oregon. And then I start to hear more about Liberty Bibberty, and they're shooting, one of the best percentages from three all season long. Altman has never lost a game at Oregon in the first round of the tournament. Every time he's gone, he's won the first round game. Any thoughts on that matchup here at the end of the night tonight?
The betting movement has been on Oregon, like you said. So up to 7.5 now. It actually looks like this is going to come down to 7. I think I feel pretty confident that Oregon is going to win. This is not a game that I anticipate having money on, but I do think, guys, we will get. I like Arizona in that 4-13. So Oregon's the 5 seed, right? So Oregon and Arizona both win, they will play each other. I think Arizona is going to blow out Akron, and then I think we will pour one out for the old Pac-12. As the Oregon of the Big Ten and Arizona of the Big 12 will meet in the second round, I think Arizona is better than Oregon, but I mean Dana Altman is going to coach circles around Tommy Lloyd in that game. So I don't know if Oregon's going to cover the spread. I do feel confident that the Ducks will win tonight.
Final one for you, Nick, because we know you're super busy and you got a lot going on today. Final one for you. I laid a football future this morning before we started our show. I just got out of a little March Madness, and I did a NFL futures. You lay any futures when you go out to Vegas?
I mean, it's all just – I have everything just at my fingertips, just like apps and stuff. So, I mean,
touché.
Like, no. I mean, I feel like the answer should be yes. Like, hey, let me go to the counter and pull this down. I mean, no. I don't even bet at the windows here. Like, I literally sit and I just bet on my phone. So, like, there are windows I can get up and walk to, and I bet on my phone. So, yeah, not really my thing, but I think it's still cool to do that. What was the future?
I took the Chargers to win the AFC West at +380.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Betting against Patrick Mahomes usually ends up going well.
Harbaugh year two, baby.
I will say it's a good price for the Chargers, but I mean the division's obviously going to be a monster now. With like the Raiders will be better with Carroll there. Year two of Bo Nix, the Chiefs obviously, but I don't hate that price. I don't think the bet's going to win, but I may have been wrong before. But I don't hate that price for the Chargers.
Well, you're wrong right now, and now that's all that matters to me, all right? I laid the bet. It's done. We can't talk about this anymore. Nick Costos of You Better You Bet. Catch a show every day, 3 to 7 Eastern, 6 to 7 on the Peacock Network. He's doing great work. He's live out in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I know he wants to rip a dart, but he's no longer doing that. But I still want to call him Nicky Smokes. Nick Costos, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You got it. Wishing you guys and your listeners minimal sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
All right, there we go. That was those. You Better You Bet. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
Love getting affirmation on my picks this morning. Not all of them, but some of them. When you get a guy like that, it's like, you know what? I'm hearing good things about Lipscomb. I'm like, yes, I got Lipscomb in a parlay.
So when he gives you, like, hey, I really like Lipscomb with that points, and then, like, I am riding the same game as you, and you go, ah, damn it.
Yeah, because usually our track record isn't good when we bet the same thing.
I'm on the BetMGM Network. I'm also a betting expert, okay?
This is true. Back to the Futures every Sunday. Go
You're
check
damn
it
right.
out. Sunday nights, man. You and Big Will Betts. Where's Big Will Betts was here yesterday.
I think he's out here today.
He was cooking up parlays on a piece of paper,
well,
old school style.
He lives up the road.
Yeah, he was popping into the old sports book last night.
Our thanks to Nick Costos for joining us an early daily ticker, which, of course, is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Pelican's Beak Breaker IPA. Big hops, big flavor, crisp finish. Beak Breaker is a perfect way to stay refreshed through every bracket, busting upset. We have a lot to get to. We'll get to the Blazers. We'll break up the college basketball talk. Get to the Blazers at the top of the hour. A devastating news dump yesterday. A what are they doing was kind of wondered aloud, and so we'll talk about that. We'll get back into the tournament. You got some NFL odds and ends, potentially NBA. Curry broke his butt last night.
He did. Not good.
How long is he out? So we have a lot to get to. Dirt and Sprague back with more on The Fan. Indeed, indeed. Dirt and Sprague back at A&A Resort and Casino hanging out very early. People meandering their ways over to the little sports book, making their bets early.
Take a look. Lines are out. Games are right around the corner. It's a nice little Friday morning.
I'm glad our wives are not down here. We got a lot of ladies reaching.
Look, ladies,
out.
Back off. Please calm down, okay? There's plenty of us to go around.
I think one of these commercial breaks, I'm going to walk over to this blackjack table. It's called Blazing Blackjack, which I don't really know. Like, what's the difference between regular?
Yeah, we need you to just walk over there during a commercial break, put down your money, make one bet, all in bet, and
to
then
see if I get
back.
It.
Just see if you double up your money or not, and then come back.
And then I lose.
That's it. All right, back over there.
Head and shoulders are just hanging down.
We went to Vegas years ago with a coworker who had a notably rough time gambling. And I think at one point during the trip we were there, he gave us a, hey, don't let me gamble anymore.
Literally, like, guys, don't let me do this anymore.
We're like, all right. And then like 2 hours later, we turn around. He was over at the ATM taking out more cash.
We're like, yo, you shouldn't do that. He goes, hey, I can do it. I can control it.
One more line or one more game. This is all I'm going to do. And he walked over. I think he put $150 down on a blackjack table. One hand, turn around and said, well, all right, there goes another $150.
So you are with Costos. You think my futures bet on the Chargers is ridiculous?
Look, nothing's ridiculous. I put a Sam Darnold MVP bet in. So, you know, what the hell? To each their own, right? Sometimes you got to try and shoot the moon a little bit with these bets. I just, you know, gambling against the Kansas City Chiefs to win the AFC West seems like a tall task. But nobody would be more happy to see that bet cash than one Andy Dirt Johnson.
Yeah, until you gamble against him in the Super Bowl, then it's not so ridiculous, is it? Huh?
That is very true. I went on that run in the Super Bowl thing, and there's no way that this happens, and then they were down 34-0 in the third quarter.
McNeese State won yesterday, their first program tournament win.
They did. It's a program-defining win, although that's all going to crumble in a matter of, days or weeks.
Well, they were up like 40-13, it felt like, at one point. Like, Clemson could not score in the first half. They had one of the lowest outputs offensively I've ever seen in a tournament game and a half.
The Clemson mascot sitting on the sideline shaking his head after another made
all-time
three
GIF
is going to be an all-time highlight.
And then they storm back. They cut it within, I want to say they got within six or five, and then eventually McNeese ended up prevailing and winning, and Clemson loses. The ACC is taking a rough one right now. It feels like the Pac-12 a couple of years ago when people made fun of us.
The ACC is now, they're pondering on national television, should they just combine with the Big East? That's how bad the ACC is right now.
Wouldn't blame it all for doing that. Make a conference in hoops. But McNeese State wins, and Will Wade is the head coach of McNeese State. There's a lot of intel and reporting that he's already accepted the job at NC State.
Yeah, I think it's a done deal. I don't know if it's even reporting at this point. I think that guy's gone.
But it was very awkward to watch the post-game interview. He goes and high-fives the AD. The athlete, you know, the president, the fans, the boosters, and I'm like, I don't know how I'd feel about if I was any of those people. Like, you're leaving. We're going to have to kind of restart as soon as you leave. And he's like, this is big. You don't know that this means everything to this program.
Yeah.
This changes things. And everybody was like, yo, Will, when you leave, all of those players will leave. And he said that himself at the podium.
Yep.
In the post game, and I remember going into that game, I had McNeese State. I have them in my Sweet 16, but
look at you.
I remember people like suggesting, will they play for him? And I thought that was valid. And then I watched and I thought, why did we say that? This is the world and era where the coach leaves, and guess what? The coach has a good team. The players follow the coach.
Yeah.
Like we saw at Indiana when he went from James Madison to Indiana. He took all of his guys. There was another team yesterday that did this, a D2. They had D2 talent, and it might have been the UC San Diego coach. I can't remember what team it was, but he brought all his players with him. Drake, thank you. And Drake did
He won like three straight D2 national titles and brought his entire team with him.
And they're in the second round. So, like, they played hard because they're trying to get their NIL either from NC State or somewhere else, and that's exactly how it looked.
It's so funny to think about how much college athletics has changed, and Will Wade is a prime example of it because he, of course, got in trouble for doing this exact same thing, five, 6 years ago, however long ago it was. He was an up-and-coming riser in the college basketball ranks, but he started paying players. years, and he got in trouble. And now he's doing the same exact thing he did, but it's now all legal, and he's saying it out loud.
And he had to restart his whole career because
he did. He had to restart his entire career. So he's definitely gone. It was interesting to hear. So he's running out the floor. He says this is a, you know, this changes the university, which I chuckle at because you're leaving.
And all the players are going
to
leave.
So what does it change? I mean, yeah, financially, it's great for them to get a tournament share. So you could say that maybe changes. But all of this is going to have to get restarted. So I wouldn't go that route if I'm Will Wade. But he was asked after the game of how he's handling the situation. And like, hey, there's speculation out there. You're going to NC State. Here was his quote. He said, shoot. Half the kids I recruit, the goal is to go Power 5 after this year. Some of you guys can go with me. We all know what's up. For our guys, this was great for them. They've got a lot of schools in their DMs looking to pick them up and pay them.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, this is what he got fired for and got in trouble for 3 years ago, but now it's all legal. And it's really an interesting thing because if you're an old school college athletics fan or college basketball fan, you're going to hear a quote like that, and it's going to make your blood boil. You're going to say, this isn't
it anymore? I feel like this is normal now.
If I'm a college coach, to be honest with you, this is the way you might have to handle that job of being like, dude, I don't care if you're here for one more year. Can you go make more money elsewhere? Like, using it as a, you know, transactional relationship, if you will, is going to benefit you in the long run. So, I don't know. I find him fascinating because of where he was a couple of years ago, where he's clearly at now. To your point, I had the same thought. I filled out my bracket. I took McNeese. Didn't put any money on the game.
I was just riding an underdog. Well, sure. I didn't know anything about McNeese State. I'm not
going to
lie.
But then I saw the headline. He's going to NC State, and I had the same reaction as you did. I was like, oh, that's dumb. They're going to get killed. They're not going to play. These coaches leaving? There's no way.
Right.
And then as the game went on yesterday, I'm like, I had the same epiphany of, these guys are all playing to go with them, and they're all playing for other Power 5 offers. And so his team did not lay down, and now we see how long they go on a run before he leaves for NC State.
I know we're against it. We got to get going here. But final kind of takeaway, too, of watching all of these games yesterday, and we'll watch them today as there's random St. John's fan. And we had Husky – like, we just – fans from all over come to these casinos.
Husky
and
fan. What's
these.
Husky fan doing? They're not in the tournament.
Just watching with envy. But – and just, like, soaking up what this event is.
Yeah.
The UC San Diego Michigan ending was exciting. Drake Missouri was exciting. Do you not have the same takeaway of like this? You're reminded of why you love this time of year.
Yeah.
But also you're like, all of these Cinderella stories that are fun, almost all of them might go away next year because all are going to get goodbye, NIL or coach leaving. The one underdog, and they're not even really an underdog because they've been a good program for a long time. Creighton is a good example of, like, they were able to keep a lot of their – Kalkbrenner came back.
He came back. They kicked the crap out of Louisville yesterday.
And those are the Cinderella stories that are, like, encouraging of, like, oh, the guys are going to be back next year. They made a run last year. They're back this next season. But most of these McNeeses and Colorado States and all of these conference teams that you don't watch all that much, they're fun right now in the moment, but you watch them and also go, you're probably going to get gutted as soon as the buzzer sounds and you're out.
Well, and the vast majority of these teams, too, guess what? You're probably going to lose your head coach because that's the way that it works, man. We already got that. You know, the transfer portal is always open for head coaches, and nobody seems to get upset about that. But when players start doing it to go get paid, then it becomes an issue. We already had a guy at West Virginia for 1 year. 1 year from Drake to West Virginia. Now he's going to Indiana. We got Will Wade at McNeese. He's leaving. Like, coaches can bolt. I get that it's tough, and the landscape can frustrate people, but it's just kind of here, man. And maybe it changes in the years to come, but for right now, it's not going anywhere.
Day two NCAA tournament is underway. We are live at Alinea Resort and Casino. We have a loaded second hour. Devastating news for the Trailblazers. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. And this guy says, I don't know how all that's going. Doesn't seem very good. I'll tell you who that is. Hour two, Dirt and Sprague live at Alinea next on The Fan.